What I'd like for you to do right now, I want you to think about your dream, because I'm in a room full of dreamers. Think about your dream right now. What you think about it and envision it.
Dreams without goals are just dreams.
I set pretty high goals for myself.
What are my goals for the short term? What are my goals for the long term?
Make a list of 101 things you want to achieve before you die. Now, I was sharing this with someone last night, and he said, God, that just seems like a really big task. I'm a single mom. I don't have any time. When am I going to do that? We know that one of the things about high achievers is they all have goals. Only 10% of Americans set goals every year. 10%. We also know the same 3 to 10% control 90% of the resources of the world. So literally, without goals, you're directionless. You will be used. See, people without goals get used by other people who have them. People that don't have goals work for people who do. And so you want to be someone who picks up and gets clear about what you want. Make a list, 101 goals. I want to go to Paris. I want to, you know, skydive. I want to bungee cord jump. I want to play the guitar. I want to learn to juggle. I want to learn 2 magic tricks for the kids. I want to go to the Olympics in Beijing. Whatever it is, make the list. And you'll see there's a lot of stuff under there that you've kind of put down that you want, and you can have anything you want.
I set pretty high goals for myself. They're usually higher than what I think most other people set for me. I just am I'm very driven to achieve them. I'm a goal-oriented individual, and I just am very driven to achieve those goals.
Set goals because you want to achieve certain things in your life. You know, whether it's golf for me, or you know, whether it's buying a house for someone else, or whether it's securing a good job or have a family or whatever it is. There's many different reasons why you set goals, and I obviously have a lot of goals for my career, and I have a lot of goals for my life as well. But I think it's important to set goals because it means you don't get complacent. You know, you always have something to aim for. You can set result-orientated goals where, you know, it's a long-term goal, or you can set little short-term goals to help you get to that long-term goal. So instead of saying, I want to win the Masters, I'll say, what will help me win the Masters and what I need to improve to get there?
I don't think it's enough just to love it, and then just to do it and go out and win it. It's not that simple. You need to have structured goals. You need to tell yourself, okay, what are my goals for the short term? What are my goals for the long term? Now that I've accomplished almost everything, I'm supposed to go out on the tennis court thinking, let's just play free and hit the ball, who cares, you know? But this is not how you're gonna win matches, because it comes down to margins, and you have to be so clear in your mind exactly what you want to do and what you want to achieve. And for me, it doesn't work. Without any goals, without any targets, I cannot compete properly.
A lot of times my issue is people are not setting goals that will be something that somebody who becomes rich or could do anything, you got to be excited about working on that for 10 years. So you got to have a big enough goal that, you know, you attract the best people and you retain them and you keep them focused. And in my experience, you don't go wrong. You know, maybe you don't hit it next year. Or maybe you fail entirely and you discover something more exciting to work on with the same set of people.
I would say to continue to work hard and don't give up on your goals. And I know for me, like I said, I grew up watching my family struggle, and I grew up with a family that was successful but not born successful. And I believe with hard work and with a goal and love and positivity, then eventually we're gonna be fine.
When you don't see limits, because like if you're coming from a space where you're actually ambitious, I don't think ambition is a learned behavior. I think it's a part of a person's natural character. So I always, no matter what I accomplish, you're going to see me back at your show saying, I think I got another idea, I can make this work. You know, like I'll always find a new goal set for myself and work towards accomplishing it, because that's what really excites me. That's what makes me happy, like when it works. A lot of times, there's nothing around to support it. It's just me.
Dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. Goals on the road to achievement cannot be achieved without discipline and consistency.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, you absolutely must have those goals.
What I'd like you to do right now, I want you to think about your dream, because I'm in a room full of dreamers. Think about your dream right now. I want you to think about it and envision it.
We are dreaming in the dark. We are nothing but does. Search but you stay lost.